Blog Talk Radio.
Yakuza! Yakuza! Yakuza Kick Radio!
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 This is the Bulldozer, Matt Tremont. And if there's one place to listen to on the internet, every Thursday, 9 p.m., Yakuza Kick Radio. Tremont says so. Who wants some?
God help us, Jesus! God and babies, Jesus! Help us.
Ladies and gentlemen of fucking America, this is Danny Abbott, and you have been listening to, or possibly are intending to listen to, the Yakuza Kick fucking radio. Fucking, yeah! Yakuza Kick radio.
Hell fucking yeah!
My name is Justice Payne, and you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
You're coming to come on Thursday night in California.
This is a brotherhood, and we all stick together. Like my nuts.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Yakuza Kick Radio, the best in internet wrestling radio, period, bar none, just like Adam Cole.
Everybody's a cunt but me in the world. I don't know what it is.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. And Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.
Yakuza Kick Radio has risen from the ashes of bad internet radio and become the premier place for any independent professional wrestler to stop and record their voice.
The shit is bananas.
Well, this is Mr. Insanity, Toby Klein, and if you're not listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, then you're weird.
Oh, I don't like the cut of your jib, fella.
This is Greg Excellent, Bearded Dragon of the Northeast. You're listening to Yakuza Kick Radio. If you're not, probably watching porn and you have this muted. You should be listening to it, Jason Mann.
Where are Biggie and Tupac?
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Give a nigga real point of cowboy, guys.
All you have to do is listen to Yakuza Kick Radio, but you shouldn't. Now look at that doctor, homie. Fuck that. Black D. Out.
Bullshit, man. Motherfucker. Fuck you. Fuck you and fuck you. Who's next?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the introduction.
Hosted by J. Cat Morris.
You are now listening to
Yakuza Kick Radio.
It is Saturday, December 1st, 2012. Welcome to Yakuza Kick Radio. I'm your host, J. Cat Morrison. December 1st is fucking weird to say. Doesn't time fly? Where does the time go? All that other fucking cliche bullshit. But no, I do feel that, oh, fuck, man, December 1st. I got so little time to prepare for so much with the three kids and everything else, and I got all, you know, what a show I have for you tonight, with just me being my normal Saturday buzzed and, you know, a lot of shit to talk. So let's go. Let's have at it. A bunch of stuff to talk. Let me start out with explaining, as I always do. Oh, well, shit, I walked outside and now the ducks want to talk, so hold on. So that's their piece. But you know, what I wanted to say is, like, Wednesday, obviously I do my show on Wednesdays. Real talk. I mean, I'm not shy about saying what the fuck is actually happening. I did a show, costs $100 a month. They just regularly, like, take the $100 out of the account, type shit like that. When it came down to it, they give you like a 3-day grace period type shit. I just didn't have the $100 in my account, and which really has not happened with me a lot, but you know, the holiday season, you know, I came down, I didn't have the $100 in my account. I was going, you know, I'd have the money popping up in my account come fucking midnight, you know, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, midnight type shit. And, no, wait, yeah.
So I would have it like that. And they did the Two Moms, One Show joint on Tuesday. And, you know, Tuesday to Wednesday midnight, they cut me off of the premium services and shit, which winds up giving you like 15 minutes and whatever the fuck. So sure as shit, I ain't talking for 15 minutes. Like, Jesus Christ. So, so I did that. Yeah, I mean, I was just like, yeah, I fucked up. I was just like, all right, well, you know, I had my guest, Scott Summers, who was going to be my, I'm going to have him back next Wednesday, actually, and do that interview then. And so I had to put it off and everything, you know, come fucking Thursday, pay the shit, and all right, so now I'll do it tonight and do some shit talk. People like to hear me talk shit, then, well, fucking have at it, you know. This will be a prime example because, dude, so much has happened this week. So fucking much has happened this week. And it's funny because this is one of those shows that, like, you're only going to get so much wrestling talk. I mean, you'll get some. There'll be a little bit of rest. Maybe I'll mention wrestling. I'll use a wrestler to throw an analogy at something else. I don't know. But there's just tons of shit, man. And I just want to use this shit to vent tonight. And where do I want to start? I have so many weird topics, just strange topics. Let me see what's going on here. Okay. The thing is, all right, so that is that. Pay the shit. And our network is crazy. Well, I don't want to even say network because we really don't have anything to do with each other as far as like where we broadcast or you know, who we are as a group. But we're a fucking, you know, podcasting family, as it to be said. And we got, you know, myself as my show, and I got, you know, obviously Anthony Missionary Thomas and Joey Numbers of Wrestling Soup. They weren't able to do a show on Thursday night, as they normally do, and I'm not really sure if they're going to get one off before they go, but well, I'll get back to them in a second. Then you have the Sports Den, which, you know, my dudes, you know, Chef Dube and Nick, who's been on this bitch a million times, you know what I mean? And Roy Herman, of course, and they do a great, great sports podcast. So when I wasn't able to do this, I called into their show, and I was on there for close to an hour. What happens? Show's gone. Just something happened when their computer, show's gone. It was just like, oh, what a week for us guys. Man, the Women Love Wrestling podcast, I'm not really sure if they did one this week. I don't know if they caught any of the same. I was just all done with failure as far as my podcasting family, including myself. So I was just like, well, I'm not going to look any further into this. And Stern Nation did one this week. They normally put it up through the Wrestling Soup host. So while Wrestling Soup was down, so were they. But they did do a show, so it's up now, I guess. So everything's good there. What else do I got? I got tons. Oh, let's talk about burritos. all right. I just tried a joint that I've been looking forward to for a while, last night. And that is Bubba Coos Burritos. I guess it's a Jersey Shore thing, as far as I know. It is one of the, no, it is the best burrito I've ever had in my life. It's unreal. I have been, over years, a complete hater and basher of the Surf Taco franchise. I hope everyone who created it dies and goes to hell immediately. And I would like video footage of them doing all of those things. I am very against it. I've called it Dude Mexican. I've called it Gulf of Mexico Mexican, because at least the guys can surf there. I've called it many other things. But when it comes down to it, it's low-rent, high-priced fucking Mexican food. And The shit is horrible. The shit is so fucking microwaved. Like, here's what Surf Taco does. You walk in there, there's fucking surfboards hanging off of fucking five walls. You know, like, they create extra walls just to hang the surfboard off of that shit. It's fucking horrible. And it's just like this whole fucking, like, yeah, man, dude vibe. Like, we like Mexican food, dude. And fucking, you know, obviously, you know, Jersey Shore, there's a shitload of people that are on board with that attitude. And me, I'm just like, yo, go fuck yourself. Yeah, I live here. So what? Give me good food or go fuck yourself. And they can fuck themselves. So, I mean, what you'll get, like, as far as, like, a taco, you'll get, like, a shell with, like, I don't know if anyone out there, I don't smoke no more, or at least not recently, but, you know, if you smoke weed, like an eighth bag of weed, you get that amount of beef in the bottom of this taco. And then they pile on cold tomatoes, cold lettuce, cold cheese. What the fuck temperature you think your whole taco is with that little punk ass bit of meat at the bottom and all these cold vegetables? You got a cold fucking, it's like you pulled the shit out the refrigerator and it's fucking skimpy as hell as far as meat. So that shit is filler as a motherfucker. And they got a bunch of, you know, sauces and all that shit, but so is anybody else who gives a fuck about Mexican food. So yeah, I don't give you credit for that. It's all bullshit. It's bullshit. It's overhyped bullshit. I hope they go out of business. So anyway, this other joint, Bubba Coos Burritos. They, you know, a little higher on price as well. I mean, I spent, you know, seven and change, close to $8 for a burrito. This fucking thing is like fatter than a soda can and like 6 inches long. This fucking thing is crazy. And you custom build them. Like you go up there and you're like, all right, I want to this type of tortilla with chicken or you know, you could put steak, you could put pork, you could put any fucking thing you want in that bitch. And I want that, and then I want these toppings. The next thing is I want these toppings. And there's like 12 toppings or some shit. You could put all 12 of them, motherfucker, same price. Boom. Depending on the meat, there's some like shrimp and steak, like you'll add a little bit here and there, just like bump it up, whatever. I got the chicken, all good, same price. So I did that joint. This motherfucker was huge. This is off the fucking chain, man. I took like two bites out of that shit. My first fucking words out of my mouth was, I want to buy another one of these, freeze it, and throw it through the fucking Surf Taco window. Because I was like, fuck that shit, man. Like, that is fantastic stuff. They got a drive through and everything. You know, people waiting on you in the drive through a little too hyped up, but you know, it's all good. I mean, whatever happens, man. I'd be hyped up too as far as that food not working there, but for Christ's sakes. Fantastic stuff. As far as like the Jersey Shore goes, I think they got like four locations or some shit right now. And just unfucking real Mexican food, man. I only had the burrito, but that bitch was real. So yeah, definitely check that out if you're anywhere near my area or you breeze by here or whatever. Look for that Bubba Coos Burritos if you want some of that. Good stuff. I like it. All right. Now that's that. If you eat Taco Bell and you actually fucking talk about it like it's a great fucking Mexican meal, then you should probably kill yourself immediately after you get done shitting your fucking brains out. Like, you should maybe kill yourself on the bowl, you know what I mean? Because there's Mexican food that tastes a million times better, has actual effort put into it. And hey, maybe some of the peppers or sauces will fuck you up a little bit, but it's worth it. Taco Bell is fucking the McDonald's of Mexican food. That's retarded. Like, that's for children. That's not for grown-ass men. Cut that shit out, all right? Okay. I get that way about Red Lobster, too. Like, I don't really do seafood often either, but, like, Red Lobster is the fucking McDonald's of fucking lobster. You know what I mean? Like, you go into some old, the biscuits that they got are off the chain. That's about it. Everything else is just low-rent fucking seafood. And it's just like, dude, you're not saving that much money to serve yourself shit. Can you just go up the fucking road to the lobster shanty or the fucking, I don't even know what's good around here. Because, like I said, I'm not that big on, like, the seafood type stuff. But you can get a fucking good lobster somewhere, for Christ's sakes, and fucking Red Lobster. I had no plans to talk about Red Lobster tonight, so see where that goes. All right. What else do I got? All right. Oh man, I guess I'll go into this. Fucking, there's some podcasts, and this is like when I started this podcast, I had a certain vision not even a vision on how to create something that I wasn't or how to do anything that I wasn't, but just to be more comfortable. And obviously I've gotten to the point where I'm a very comfortable motherfucker, like, probably too comfortable at times. But some of these fucking nerds that are on the fucking internet that have podcasts just fucking sick of it. They're fucking boring. There's nothing entertaining. They're just marks, you know, like the word mark is thrown out a lot. But when a guy's like, I think it's, you know, John Cena. I mean, you know, he held it for 4 months. Maybe he should have held it for 5 months. And then, you know, when they took it off of him, they should have done just, you know, had this happen and that happen. And I don't know. I mean, if you remember Royal Rumble 1995, here's what I thought. And like, just shut the fuck up, all right? Like, shut your motherfucking geek mouth, dude. This fucking thing is ridiculous. I mean, there's some shows that I came across that conducted themselves that way. And I was just like, well, I don't like that shit. And I just moved on. You know, my goal is not to, like, go out and just fucking bash every show that I don't like, because I would spend the entire show doing that shit. And my whole show would revolve around me fucking searching the internet and then going, I hate them too. Oh, shit, I hate them too. Oh, wow, they suck as well. You know what I mean? So this is the type of thing that goes on. In searching, and not even searching, I usually come across these shows through, you know, shows that I'm connected with, like Wrestling Soup. So hold on. All right, I just had to drink that. What happened was, you know, Wrestling Soup is my dudes. They promoted a bunch of people. They plugged a bunch of people, me being one of them. And I've gained quite a podcast family and friendships, like legit friendships, where I talk to these motherfuckers on a regular basis for a lot of these people. Well, one of the things that they had plugged in the past, which went completely sour on them, was the Wrestling Randomness podcast. And believe me, I'm not shy about saying that as if maybe I'm plugging them or anything, because, dude, seriously, I even tried to listen to it earlier tonight, hoping that this would, like, fuel my fire, and it almost put me to sleep. And I was like, yo, fuck that. And I put on some Sean Price and started listening to that shit. Get me back in the fucking mood to do something. So I'm like, yo, fuck this dude. All right, so here's the thing. Like, they turned on Mission Wrestling Soup and all that, and they started up all sorts of drama. Now, during that time where I was actually trying to, like, give them a chance, they were like, we're looking for shows, different shows, all sorts of shows to do, you know, to make a network. And, you know, let us know if you're interested. I think I was still doing shit with Eric. And I was just like, yo, I don't, you know what I mean? I'm just looking for anything to get me better and shit like this. So I'm like, oh, what would it do? How would it change my show? What would it entail out of my end? Like, what's up, man? Check my shit out and tell me what's up. So this fat motherfucker goes, all right, yeah. And then he goes, yeah, listen to your show. It's not structured enough. And then he might even mention something about my cursing or something like that, because that's what everybody says. It's like, you curse too much. You all those F-bombs take away your credibility. I'm like, all right, buddy, go fuck yourself. So it was something like that, and I was just like, okay, whatever, motherfucker. And then, like, you know, I'd try to listen to, like, one or two more of their shows, and it was so geeked out, dude. Like, there's no way I could hang with somebody that acts like that. It's not because, like, you know, they were like, but I just, like, at the time, like I said, when I was giving them a chance, I looked at the show, and then I looked at myself, and I was like, well, I'm far different from what the fuck they do. So, well, shit, maybe they'll be interested in my difference in whatever the fuck. So I'm like, yeah, fucking, and then he kind of, like, dissed me, like, I'm unprofessional or some shit. And I'm like, I just laughed. I was just like, all right, buddy. You know, I wasn't like hinging my future on this fucking guy. I was just like, let's see where this goes. Like, maybe it'll be extra promotion or extra whatever the fuck. So I'm just like, you know, it is what it is. So that was that, and it was dead. You know what I mean? And there was a certain point where I just got annoyed. Like, he started to get back on Mish's shit and started to, like Photoshop pictures and shit of Mish. And I was just like, no, fuck it. Who the fuck do you think you are, dogs? And he lives in Jersey, too. Like, him and his retarded brother live in Jersey, too. Actually, the coolest thing that they ever did on their show is they ran a retarded bet. Jason Massey ran a retarded bet with his retarded brother. You would think it was over food with the way that Massey looks, but no, it was actually over David Otunga, which is, you know, a fantastic thing when, you know, I've called David Otunga a faggot a million times on the show and fucking hated his guts. So Jason Massey thought he would win a title before a certain date, whatever date. I don't fucking know a fucking date. I mean, it's just, you know what I mean? Oh, shit. I'm just laughing at a fucking, the weirdest post ever. I clicked over to Facebook, see if I had anybody, you know, trying to contact me and shit. I stumbled on the weirdest post ever with G's fucking posting a picture of fucking, he's baking chocolate chip cookies tonight, talking about he got a hidden talent and shit. That's just the most random fucking crazy shit I've ever seen, like, recently. So, fantastic. Hook it up, motherfucker. Pound them cookies. That's my dude. He's going to listen to this shit, too. So, anyway, so this fat motherfucker, like, he just keeps posting it. Eventually, I just deleted him and his whole shit, because it's like, I didn't listen to your show anymore. I don't fucking like you, and, like, it's whatever, man. You're getting on my fucking nerves. So I got rid of him. So then recently, I guess, he sparked back up with Mish and them, you know, over at the Wrestling Soup, and really started, you know, trolling him and shit, and, you know, making up fake profiles and going on their shit, and then, like, reporting people who talk shit on their fake profiles, and all this is all bullshit, you know what I mean? So I'm just like, yo, it's crazy because, again, fucking Mish and Joey, they're going to fucking San Francisco next week for the Stitcher Awards. Like, they're flying out to San Francisco because they're nominated for a fucking Stitcher Award that's going to be, like, some kind of televised shit. And, you know what I mean? Like, these guys are doing their fucking things. They get fucking hundreds of thousands of fucking downloads, like, easy. Like, ridiculous. And they deserve it. They bust their fucking ass. You get these other fucking nerds, you know what I mean, sitting in their mom's house and shit, smacking each other. And like I said, well, oh man, I got off track. But anyway, the David Otunga thing, he lost the bet. And the consequences of the bet was, if I lose, you get to smack me off in the face on camera. So that happened. He lost. And his retarded-looking brother smacked his fat, melon-looking head on camera. And he actually fucked up and didn't record it the first time. So he had to have his brother smack him a second time. And it was just like, the only good thing about their show was that. It was just like, oh, this retard smacking this fat motherfucker. And it was just like, well, that's fucking funny, because I'd watch retard smack fat people every single day if I could. You know what I mean? Like, I would sign up for that YouTube channel if it was just like retard smacking fat people. I'd be like, yeah, have at it. Like, fucking follow, favorite, whatever the fuck you want to do. I mean, I'm down. I will follow that page. So it was just, that was it. You know what I mean? And then now, like I said, he got sparked up again and he got all fucking fired up. So now here's where it got personal with me. Tuesday night, Two Moms, One Show. I've done this show for next summer. It'll be 3 years. So you figure like 2.5 years type thing, right? Never got a prank call on some old bullshit. This dude's all fired up, you know, and for those who don't know, Two Moms, One Show is my girl and Mish's girl, you know, Anthony Missionary Thomas from the Wrestling Soup Show. So they get together and they do their, you know, the girl show over, you know, on my, whatever you want to call it, network feed, whatever the fuck. And, they do that shit. So apparently his way of attacking Mish was through Tink. And he decided he would call in, and, you know, I'm the one that patches through the fucking calls. So It just calls in, like, unknown number. We just take any fucking numbers, which is stopping, like, immediately. So now, like, now he fucks it up for other people, and you gotta be able to hit me up and just be like, yo, I'm calling in, and then all good, you know what I mean? But same thing with this show. I mean, honestly, nah, not even for this show. Anybody could fucking call in, because I don't give a fuck. Like, I'll bury you, motherfucker, on this show. So I have no problem with that. But, so this dude calls in, he got some old funny shit, you know what I mean? He's a jerky boy now and shit, and he tries to... Oh, so anyway, yeah, I'm Mike from California, and how many times do you finger yourself in the shower or some bullshit? I'm like, yo, fuck, so I hang up on this shit. And it's just like, you know what? And then the voice is known and everything like that because he does his geek podcast and all that, and he's got beef with these people. And it's just like, dude, you want to start shit with me, dog? For real? Like, I have no – he lives in Millville, New Jersey. His mother's name is Tony. I got his phone number and address. Google is a motherfucker. I can go to your house. I can go to your house, dog, and it's not going to work out. It's not going to work out for you. It's not going to work out for me with the law, but it ain't going to work out for you on your fucking... I mean, you can be on painkillers by the end of the night, dog. It's just not good. It's just not good. Like, why? Don't fucking cross the line, man. This podcast shit is fun to me. I mean, I do this, I vent, I have a good time and all that shit. But don't get it fucking twisted, man. Because when you look like when you look like Butterbean's younger brother, when you look like a motherfucking, you know what I mean, you look like Grimace without the fucking purple. Don't come at me, dog. That's a bad look. That's a bad look. And I'm not just doing this show to just decide, hey man, I'm gonna really threaten this guy on the air. Like, nah, I don't give a fuck about you living at all. But don't for one second think it's safe to do that shit with me, man. Especially when you're in fucking driving range. You know, it's stupid as fuck. It really is. So anyway, you know, friends and friends and friends through Wrestling Soup and the Lex Express. They are doing fantastic things right now. And they are burying motherfuckers. They are burying motherfuckers. The Mass Maniac may never run a show again, which is fantastic to me. As I, you know, I did my thing in the past on the Maniac thing. And Frank Goodman, I got to tell you. Yeah, this fucking dude probably has no more shows going to happen. So that's fantastic stuff, and I enjoy that very, very much. Fantastic. While G's bakes cookies. Oh. Cookie moon salts across the board for everyone. Christmas time. Cookie moon salts for everyone. There you go. But no, man, it just, to me, is bullshit. It's retarded, and to come anywhere near me when you're a fucking slob of a person and you live in the same state as me, and now you're going to try to be some kind of internet tough, but, like, I know exactly where you live and shit. Like, it's not walking distance. It's not, like, a half hour away. Like, it's a little bit of a drive, but I can get there. Like, you don't want to make it fucking personal. That's just a bad move, man. Like, I have, let me segue into this. Fuck that motherfucking. And I have, here's the shit going on with my job right now, right? They told me a little while ago, I'm sorry if this bores people, but I'm using the show to vent. They told me like a month and a half ago, I have 30 vacation days. And they're like, you need to take 15 of them motherfuckers before the year's out. So I'm like, they're like, you know, and you can only take so many in a row. They don't allow all that crazy shit. You are, I'm going to take fucking the next half a month off. Like, so they're like, you could take a week in pay, and a week in pay would be 5 days because they don't give you the 6 days in overtime. I work 6 days a week. And, so I'm like, all right, shit, yeah, do that right now. Like, you know what I mean? Because they've switched on and off whether you're allowed to do that. So I get the 5 days in pay. Now I start thinking, I'm like, all right, I'm going to take another 2 weeks in pay, you know, 5 days each, boom. And then, yeah, man, like, I'm all good with that. And shit. So I tried to do that, and I'm, like, you know, banking on that shit for Christmas and everything. So I tried to do that shit last week. Nobody said shit to me. And I'm like, what the fuck? So where's my money at and shit? And then I asked them, they're like, oh, no, we ain't doing that. So I'm like, yo, fuck it. All right, then. I got 8 days to take. So December, I'm taking fucking 2 days off a week every fucking week. So now I'm going from 6 days a week for 11 years to now for a whole month, I'm only working 4 days a week. That shit is fantastic. I'm all in, man. So again, I mean, as far as this dude goes, yo, dude, I got 3 days off a week. You don't want me to make a trip, man. I'll deliver holiday fucking greetings to your whole fucking retarded family, man. I swear to God. Fucking messy. Suck my dick, you fat motherfucker, your retarded brother and your fucking sad mother. She's got to be sad with the two of you motherfuckers sitting next to each other doing a podcast on a fucking Saturday night. I'm doing this shit as a fucking, as a makeup show for what the fuck I normally do on a Wednesday. I ain't got shit to do tonight, and as I normally really don't have shit to do on Saturday nights, but, you know, I'm kind of, whatever you want to call it, you know what I mean? Like, I got my girl and shit. I got my three kids and stuff like that. I mean, this is, y'all don't have girls in your life. You should be out, like, doing some shit on Saturday night and being, like, men and stuff. Instead, like, you're smacking your brother around the room on a podcast on fucking Saturday nights on a regular basis. That's fucking retarded, you know what I mean? So, it is what it is. Do what you do. You're a pack of retards, but I'm telling you, you keep stepping the line with me, your whole life is going to get really fucking silly. It's going to get crazy real and shit. You're going to hate the fucking path that your life takes, because I'm going to send it there. And that's about it. And, I mean, there's these guys, you know, they know what the fuck they're doing on the internet. They're going to do their thing there, and they're going to troll the fuck out of you. They're going to make you look ridiculous on the fucking internet. So that's that, man, and I hope that just puts you in your fucking place, because, like I said, they buried Max Maniac to the point where, like, this dude don't have a motherfucking group page. Like, they buried his fucking group page. Like, he can't, it went from however many users or, you know, people who liked his group page or members of his group page to fucking nobody. Like, his group page is gone. Like, they fucked his shit up. Like, I don't even know the methods to do that, because I just fucking work and I, you know, I talk shit, but I mean, I don't even know how to hurt somebody's group page. That's not even in my vocabulary, but these guys, they'll put a fucking internet beating on you. So that's pretty much what's going down there. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a track that'll, you know, be a little along the lines of what I'm saying to this fat motherfucker, and then I'll come back and talk some more shit about other shit. Alright? Yeah.
I think that if you truly want to stop the violence, you look at someone who's violent, you pick up a baseball bat, and you beat his now, obviously then the violence is stopped.
Listen, all I do is rap and rhyme. I don't know today's math. Don't keep track of time. Universal beatdown, beat down your universe. Sean P, aka you the worst. The best rapper, the worst rapper, the sketch clapper, the purse snatcher, the neck snapper, the earth slapper. This your man Sean, the opposite of a fucking Duran Duran song. That nigga soft with the whack shit. My rap slapped the earth off with the axis. You dither with the motherfucking boss, you bastard. Niggas die when I raise my voice to ratchet. Motherfucker, you for my fan cast respect that you posted on YouTube. I spray the guy that you ride. Sean Price, the greatest rapper alive. Shut the fuck up.
Now, obviously, then the violence is stopped.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
first dose. First verse was Brano, the next one is Boss. Back when Milk was chillin', my man smoked a bag of dust and killed his children. No fucking around, no will to stiltin'. Niggas that's off balance get killed for tiltin'. I bang burners at bitches I built in the building. Cover your route, Trezvan, quilt your feelings. Too hot, take off the hot sweater. Expose a lot of cheddar, get popped with a hot Beretta. African Boss Mandela. Idi Amin when smoking the Yameen, clutching the pound. Then I start waving my arms and fucking around. Niggas stop playing with Sean. Listen, I spit prison Iman bars. That'll put you in the ER, pa. Shut the fuck up.
There go that Sean P again. Look at that guy. All right. Let's talk about some entertainment douchebags. All right. Chris Brown. Chris Brown. This fucking... Oh, man. God damn it. Apparently, he posted some shit that said something along the lines of... what the fuck did he say? Said something about, yeah, I look old, and this and that, or some dumb shit like this, right? So Jenny Johnson, who's a comedy writer, responded to him and said, I know, being a worthless piece of shit can really age a person. Oh, yeah, yeah, dude said, I look old as fuck, I'm only 23. And then, she responded with, yeah, I look old, I know being a worthless piece of shit can really age a person. So then he goes, take them teeth out when you suck in my dick, ho, spelled H-O-E. Which she responded, it's ho, H-O, not H-O-E, you ignorant fuck. So, again, she's still, rolling with the thing, whatever the fuck. But, again, for someone who... is pretty well known for punching a bitch in the face, maybe you shouldn't be telling chicks to take their teeth out when they say something negative about you, because you're clearly trying to take bitches' teeth out with your fucking hand. So, yeah, I mean, come on, man. Come on, son. That shit. Then he goes, I should fart while you're giving me top. And then she goes, your mom must be so proud of you. And he goes, I don't even have to tell you what you already know. Thanks, ho, bush pig. And then he goes, mom says hello. She told me not to shart in your mouth. Want me to shit right in the retina. And then Jenny Johnson goes, you flirt. And then Jenny Johnson said, okay, I'm done. That, all I got from that exchange with Chris Brown is that he wants to shit and fart on me. But this is what I mean. Like, this is a fucking dude. Where fucking else can you find someone who can beat the living shit out of bitch and then still end up back with the bitch and still talk shit to other people like... I'll fart in your mouth while you're blowing me and shit like this. Like, dude, what the fuck goes on? Like, this motherfucker should be killed. There's no maybes about it. This is our version of Al-Qaeda. Like horrible fucking people that are just terrorists on our society. This is the American Al-Qaeda. Yeah, I mean, this little faggot-ass dude that runs around with Team fucking Breezy, that shit don't sound gay at all, and just fucking talks fucking crazy shit on bitches and stuff. And, like, listen, man, and yeah, I just say bitches, so I'm clearly not the most PC dude ever. I say cunt a lot, I say bitches a lot, I say a lot of fucking things a lot, but I don't legitimately punch bitches in the face over and fucking over and over and over and over and then wind up back with them because I could dance or whatever the fuck. And then still be on some, fuck you shit. Like, yo, I mean, that's some wild shit, man. Like, someone needs to kick the fucking shit out of this guy. Like, I don't even say kids. Put a bullet in them. Real. You know what I mean? Go ahead and stick. Yeah, I mean, nah, I mean, for real, like, this dude doesn't belong on our planet. He really doesn't. He's a piece of shit. And I'm tired of hearing his fucking mouth. I'm tired of hearing chicks going, stop hating on Chris. I love Chris. Like, you see all these little fucking teenagers that are just like, I just want to be with him. He'll beat the shit out of you if you disagree with him. Like, he'll kick the fucking shit out of you. It's fine. He has abs. Like, you know, fucking seriously, kill yourself. Like, I promote teenage suicide if their goal is to be with Chris Brown. You're better off. You know what I mean? That's just me. That's just me. Maybe I'm fucked up. Maybe I'm fucked up. You know what I mean? Other people beat the living shit out of girls, and chicks are just like, I just wish I could be with someone like that. Look how he dances. Like, did you see this bitch's face after he... all right, then. You know what? Sign up. Fuck it. I don't care. Have at it. I hope he hits you hard. You know? And then, you know, again, with fucking douchebag face, now we're starting to get into this dangerous territory where, now I gotta go in. I'm gonna take this podcast on the road and bring it in and find out whether it's actually broadcasting yet. This is annoying. Here's where I get, where I got cut off the one night, and I just continued to talk, and it said that I was on the air, but I wasn't, and, completely ignore all the background noise because I'm fucking annoyed now. Then that doesn't matter. As long as you can hear me on the phone, Jesus Christ, I get in the room and I hear myself talking and I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. So really, my computer's fucked up. Like, hold on. Like, hold on a second, guys. Sorry. Restart the computer. I am so tired of hearing people talk. I don't know. This isn't a direct phone conversation between me and the girl, so as long as it's coming through her phone, I gotta think that it's actually coming through and everyone's hearing me, because it's coming through her phone and I'm not calling her. So, oh God, sometimes I just want to jump on top of this fire in my yard. But I've fell in it in the past, and I know it hurts really, really bad, so I don't want to do that. Sometimes when you drink way too much vodka, you end up in the fire, and then you have to definitely look at yourself and fix that. Anyhow, I think I was talking about Chris Brown, and I get derailed with this nonsense, this fucking nonsense. All right, let me hit you with another one. Crazy, stupid shit. Let me see. I know I got this here. I want to talk a little bit about Cat Williams. And so I figure I'm going to play a clip. And I say clip because you can go on the internet and catch the fucking 15-minute version of this. And this is only 2 minutes 56 seconds of what he did on a comedy show recently. And I'll go inside and try to fix the computer for the girl. And, you know, but check this out, and then I'll come back and talk about the shit.
Fuck up, shut the fuck up. That's what I was trying to tell you, nigga. You shut me up, nigga. They going to. Yeah, make me, nigga. You bring your ass up here, nigga. You bigger than everybody. Who's stopping you, nigga? Rush it, nigga. You a bull, right? Rush it. You a lineman, right? Rush it. I'm right here. Fuck him. Now jump the fence, pussy. Jump the fence, pussy. Wait for me. Take him to backstage. I'll fight your nigga straight up. Fuck, and bring his bitch too. Go. nigga. Fuck you. This where you live and you broke, nigga. Fuck you. Fuck. Fuck you. Fuck you, bitch. Get the fuck out. Shut up, hoe. Thank now, bitch. Cause this nigga's high up in here tonight. Real talk. Hey, Oakland. Y'all know y'all can't serve these niggas that real dope, my nigga. Y'all know that. Y'all can't serve these niggas that real dope, my nigga. This is what happens when a nigga purchases his dope from Oakland, California. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, yo. Hey, check this out. On the real though, that's my nigga Cat. That nigga's a personal friend of mine. I'm telling you right now, what y'all just saying, my nigga is on some extra loaded. He got too high in Oakland. And you ain't gotta forgive my nigga, but you do gotta understand. Y'all did it. Y'all just as much to blame as he is. That nigga is sky high. And we can't cover it up. My nigga loaded. Talk shit about it. Go to Twitter. But we still got love for Cat Williams, man. We still love that nigga, man. That nigga ain't
Hey, real talk. Hey, real talk.
I'm glad we got the rock for y'all tonight.
Yeah, real talk. We got a lot of love for Cat. Obviously, he underestimated the potency of this Bay Area cocaine or whatever that nigga was on. You know what I'm talking about? But we still respect this nigga. And, you know, it was a dope show.
Yeah, that was a dope show, indeed. Now, imagine going to a comedy show and hearing that. That is what you get for your money when you paid for a fucking comedy show. And like I said, you really need to go see the fucking 15-minute clip to him walking back and forth and attempting to rap. Because apparently Cat hit this weird point in his career where he went from comedian to half rapper to half a thug. Like, to all sorts of shit. And, I mean, he had an entourage, and I'm sure still does, that will legitimately kill you. Like, he rolls with Suge Knight and shit. Like, yeah, I mean, surely a dangerous shit where you feel like you get to the point where you could say anything to anybody at any time, and you have no fucking worries in the world. But there's also a point where maybe you should realize that you're a comedian. That's the only reason you're famous. Now that you're rich doesn't mean you can walk back and forth on stage and be like, yo, fuck you. I'll kill you. Fuck, show up on the stage. Oh, fuck, I swear to God, homie. Like, dog, like, what are you fucking doing? Like, some people just don't, they don't deserve money. They don't deserve to be fucking famous. Like, this is one of those fucking guys. Like, he's just a fucking asshole. He was a funny dude. But he was fucking kitschy. Like, he wasn't half as funny as so many other comics. And not to even, you know, stereotype or anything like that, but he wasn't even nowhere near as a lot of other black comics. You know what I mean? So, to just get this crazy ego where now you're going to challenge your whole crowd to fucking fight and bring your fucking crew out and you're just going to get all fucking stupid. Yeah, what the fuck is that? What is that? I mean, you just see the crowd just more or less sitting there, it's quiet, and a few people are like, what the fuck is this? Like, I don't know, man. Like, you know, he was in the Friday joint, and he was like the fucking, you know, funny, like, oh, look, he's a pimp, and he's all little and shit. Oh, that's funny shit, you know, like, oh, this fucking guy. And it was just like, you know, that was kind of his thing. It was like, look at you, you little pimp attitude having motherfucker. And then it became like he's really severely challenging motherfuckers on stage and getting like so high that he can't even fucking control himself. And he's calling people out and he's fucking angry and he's fucking like, I just don't get it, man. Like, I don't understand where someone goes that direction. I mean, and to have these people who lose their shit like this, like, I ain't even talking about Chris Brown, because that guy's just a fucking douchebag. Like, yeah, there's a million people in the world who have better voices than the dude. Yeah, he could dance his ass off, but who fucking cares? Like, yeah, I'll dance and beat a bitch. Joke. I don't think I like all that. But, you know, it's one of those things. And you get guys like this that just fucking, I was funny, and now I actually think I'm the baddest shit in the world. Like, I'm glad your whole fucking crew that's, you know, leeching off your fucking money, walking around with you, and they're cool with you because you're fucking super rich. And now you're, you know, now you're the baddest motherfucker on the block. Not really, dude. Because, like, seriously, like, you put me in a fucking yard with fucking Cat Williams, no weapons and no backup, I'll beat the living shit out of that guy. There's no fucking chance in hell in that guy surviving fighting me without any extra elements. There's no fucking way. Like, but I also would give him a million points of fucking credit when he made me laugh my ass off. And it's not like, yeah, now, I'm not the Iron Sheik or Masada. I'm not like, yeah, he's funny, but I'll fucking kick his ass. Like, no, I'll beat the fuck out of it. No, I mean, that's not where I'm going with this. But I'm saying, like, when you turn into, like, now, come up on the stage, motherfucker. You want to fuck me? I'll fucking, like, dog, what? No, you won't, man. Like, he's like a in-your-face internet gangster type right now. Because, yeah, sure, he's got people that'll back him up and beat you up. He's probably got weapons. He's probably got all that shit. But him versus you, he's talking like huge motherfuckers from what he was saying even on the stage. Like, yeah, you're bigger than everybody here. Bring it on. Like, dude, he would not say that shit in a cell with that dude. There's no way. I mean, check your shit, man. This is fucking ridiculous that you reach a certain point of fame and then you just lose your shit. I mean, I got Cat Williams on the death pool because I think if he was that fucking high, this motherfucker's going to overdose. He's obviously on some serious shit. And his dudes get up on stage and be like, that motherfucker's too high. And instead of saying some shit like, well, yay, man. Regardless of what was said tonight, we really still love you guys in Oakland for coming out. This motherfucker goes, y'all got him high on that Oakland shit. Y'all sold him some real dope or cocaine or I don't know, whatever he was on. Which, like, dude, you're rolling with him, so you're blowing his shit up right now. And then he goes, but I don't care, man. No matter what, we still respect Cat. Like, wait, what? Like, you're giving credit to the guy that just challenged everybody to fight rather than just, like, helping your dude out by respecting the city and allowing him to maybe come back there in the fucking future and walking off. It's just like, yeah, but he's still the shit. Everything he said is right. Like, why? Why are you doing this? So I don't know. I don't know. I'm annoyed by the whole thing. It's what a ridiculous waste of, you know, someone who was funny. And now he got into that, like, before that, you could see, like, if you go back, like, on the 15-minute clip, he starts out with a lot of that, like, kind of Lil Wayne rap, like that shitty rap. And, like, that shitty, like, half a battle, half a non-talent type rap. We used to walk around, you'd be like, maybe you don't know about me being part of that because you ain't part of that. Because I'm part of that and you just saw to that. And, I mean, you do that for fucking 45 minutes. Like, I just said that off the top, son. Like, because it's not talent. It's just anybody could fucking do that shit. You walk around with your fucking lips poked out and fucking some kind of fucking Mick Jagger walk and shit. Like, dude, you're not cool. Stop that shit, man. Rap is rap. I mean, I guess this is going to lead me to, I got to go back into some more of it, and I'll play you another fucking track of real rap, man. Like, these motherfuckers, they go out here and they just, oh, I'm going to fucking talk. I can fucking talk. So, yeah, anyway, yo, what the fuck y'all want? Shut the fuck up, man. Like, it's retarded. This whole shit, this whole notion of what the fuck you're doing is cool, is retarded. Cut that shit the fuck out, man. So anyway, let me throw you another Sean Price. I'm probably going to come back and, like, talk football and then a little bit more other shit or whatever the fuck else, and then call this a night because, you know, I got to get back to what I do.
Me.
Let's go.
Me.
Listen. Stuck in the jam. Why you on the fuck with me, fam? I'm trying to live a square life. You want to fuck up my plan. I'm a robust fucker. I throw you under a van. Throw the van in reverse and then I do it again. Grand Theft Auto, the man with the sketch also. Two turntables, detector, the touch torso. Niggas thinking that the family suite. Run up on rough, you get beat with hands and feet, nigga. Kimbo slice and a slice of Jim Kelly. Single popping the head to your thin belly. Fuck being humble, I'm better than everybody. Melancholy niggas get hit with a heavy shotty. Dumb fuckers don't know how the rules go. Young pups can't fuck with the Cujo. You bark better than you fight. Yeah, I bark when I'm better when I fight. Some of the nicest nigga in the game is friends. If I do a song with him, then the friendship will end. Floor loser, spit in the raw, ignore rumors. That nigga's frauds like John Claude and Ross Lewis. East Coast niggas, West Coast niggas. I eat most niggas with the sketch close niggas. I make you mad you living. Fucking with Sean Price, that's a bad decision. I was once fucked up from the ash I risen. Lot of fights almost got slashed in prison. I had money on my head, you can ask my image. This rap is an actual fact that's written. I will fuck a nigga up, but if cash is given, I will split a nigga head, call it bad division. I dismember your memory, home. Dedicate this to Timothy Stone.
Yeah, man. Trying to see what's going on with my dude over here that does some football stuff. I got a CZW. I'm waiting for the fucking stupid page to load now. I got like fucking 5-8 things on my goddamn iPad. I know that's a small problem to pay. Yeah, I'm still waiting for this to load. See what's up with that. I mean, first thoughts as far as K did death is like, why the fuck would you own a company and put yourself as the poster of the main event and fucking have a picture up there where there is more fucking neck fat on your shit than I don't know what, man. Like, that is not a good look. I mean, this dude, like, he's got enough, like, creases and all that shit. He's got, like, almost neck abs. And it's not muscle. You know what I mean? He's got like an 8-pack on his neck, like an 8-pack of hot dogs on his fucking neck in the front, you know, off of that shit. That's retarded. I mean, just as retarded as to have him in the main event on any show. Seriously, why would you not, like, when it's just like, yo, this is my good side or that's my good side and shit. Like, here's how I look horrible. Let me just tuck my fucking fat neck and just have, like big ass creases. I look like I'm wearing a bandana of skin around my shit. You know what I mean? The fuck is wrong with you? Matt Tremont looked like he wanted shit, and DJ just looked like he got a bandana of skin wrapped around his neck. The fuck is going on? So, whatever. I'll catch a job, baby. So, obviously, that's the main event, because why else would you look like that on the fucking thing? Looks all half serious. I'm surprised he's not staring at the ceiling while he's looking all fucking fat in the neck. That's fine. You got Masada versus Drake Younger. I think that'll be a really good match. I actually wish they would have took it a direction towards the shoot thing, even if it wasn't like shoot. Like when Drake did the thing with Lil Mondo, like they're completely cool now. But like they went that personal route, and the fucking match went fucking ballistic. If Drake would be like, dude, like, you fucking buried my guy Scotty on that fucking interview, like, the shoot interview, you're gonna fucking beat him with Big Bird wrapped in barbed wire and he fucking sucks in the ring, dude, that's my boy. Like, I'm not saying that, like, you know, not to even to completely disagree with you or agree with you, but the dude, like, why you got to put that out there? It's my fucking boy. Something like that, yo, fellow Naptown Dragon. Let's fucking go, dude. He's just like, fucking, yeah, I'm in better shape now. And Masada's like, yeah, I don't like your fucking wellness policy, and fucking blow a candle out. And I actually thought that promo was really cool with the candle thing. I thought that was a really, really cool promo. But, like, I thought there should have been something to build more, like, heat towards it. Not just, like, I used to be a champion. Like, yeah, you used to be. Like, get the fuck out of here. But I think the match will go down really well. I hope it goes down as well as I expect it to, because it should be really good. Four Loko versus In Nation of Intoxication in a CCW wellness policy match. I mean, Ultraviolent Insanity match. I really have nothing to say about that. I just don't, like, it doesn't make a whole shitload of sense to me. It just doesn't. I don't know what to tell you. Several fucking alcohol gimmicks and talking about a wellness policy is, like, the stupidest thing you could possibly do. I had never seen Azrael or Bandido as, like, ultra-violent type dudes. So for forcing them into that element to blow off this feud, quote-unquote feud, I don't think is even a good idea. I mean, what is it going to do for either one of those guys' career? They're both talented wrestlers, and, like, that's never been their style. So now they're going to do this. So now, I mean, maybe you guys could, like, push this, and you guys could all, like, square off in Tournament of Death. Like, what the fuck goes on? The Wire TV title is Open Challenge, AR Fox versus Question Marks, and we know it's not Candy because she had to go. But it could be, I've heard rumors, it could be B-Boy. He's going to be on the East Coast around that time. I'm guessing B-Boy. That's my guess. CZW rules match, which I don't know what the fuck that means, because in CZW, they've disqualified people for dumb shit in the past couple of years, which led me to go, what the fuck? Isn't this CZW? So for them to label that CZW rules match when they labeled it no holds barred, let's just call it that, because CZW rules aren't really very clear right now. DJ doesn't know what he wants to do with it. He sometimes he wants to be Gabe, sometimes he wants to be Quack, sometimes he wants to be Zandig. He doesn't know. He has no fucking clue. Sometimes he wants to run a strict, you know, well, we have a wrestling company. It's not just Ultraviolence. We're doing this. And then sometimes he goes, we're the toughest shit in the world. And it's just like, I don't have a problem with you running a company that has a lot of different angles and a lot of different genres and that type of thing. But to run it towards the angle of, like, disqualification and then CZW rules. Oh, shit. Like, I didn't know, like, all those other matches you had disqualified were sanctioned under another company. That's fucking ridiculous. CZW rules should be every match, right? Because isn't your company CZW? Just like when you ran Tournament of Death and, like, you had the announcer going, all types of fuckery match. So that's your lack of creativity and lack of effort towards your own fucking product. And to me, I think that's fucking bullshit. I think that's retarded, and that's half of the reason I think certain people should own fucking companies, because you're not even putting out fucking effort. Blackout, Ruckus and G's versus Ohio's for Killers of Jake and Dave Crist. That match better be fucking awesome. That is all sorts of awesome talent, and that match better be fucking awesome. There's no reason for it. It's a number one contenders match. Is that right? Okay. Well, you four guys, you know you can tear it the fuck up. Ruckus, seriously, man, do your thing. Do your fucking Ruckus. Do your thing. See, back in the day, I'm going to go ahead on this one. Yeah, I fucking love Ruckus. But motherfuckers called you boring for all sorts of years. And I'm going to tell you why. Not because I completely agree with that statement or anything like that, but because to me, back in the day, you're one of the most innovative guys on the indies. To me now, you're still doing the same shit that you were doing back then, and you're not creating a lot more than what you've already done. Be innovative, dude. I mean, you see what the fuck you could do with an Xbox. God damn it. Switch it up, man. Do a little bit different stuff. You're incredibly athletically talented. Your mind is fucking bananas as far as creativity goes. Make these motherfuckers pop, man. Make these motherfuckers start talking about you again, because I want nothing more than to see Ruckus's fucking name up there. And of course, with Black G's doing his fucking thing, man. It's a fantastic fucking thing. Let's make it fucking happen. Let's branch out, do a little different shit. Let's for real. All the talent is there. All the mentality is there. Ruck, seriously, homie. This isn't me. This isn't an intervention or nothing like that. I'm just saying, like, I really want motherfuckers talking about, did you see that fucking Ruckus match? That's what I want to hear. I want to hear that more often. I used to hear that shit. And I'm fine with what you're doing, but the fact that I'm not hearing that shit no more to me is a problem. So, do your thing, man. Then you got Sami Callihan, Adam Cole match. Like I said, that's a CZW rules match. CZW fucking rules, buddy. Then you got an intergender tag team match with this is retarded. Greg Excellent and Mama Excellent versus Drew Gulak and Kimberly. The next match is Rich Swann versus Shane Strickland in a battle of aerial supremacy. And that's fucking, I mean, that's great stuff right there. Those guys had great matches in the past. This is going to be the cap off to their feud, which, oh, wow. Should we cap off feuds at the fucking Cage of Death? Oh, wait, we have two of them. Wait, we have two of them. Oh, wait, well, let's not forget the Four Loko and fucking Nation of Intoxication feud, how epic that is. Like, no. You pretty much have two feuds, and the Swan Strickland that you actually kind of built, and DJ Tremont. Yeah, call it fucking three. Whatever, I don't give a fuck. None of it has to do with your fucking, none of it has to do with your junior title. None of it has to do with your world title. I mean, like, there's a problem there. It's fucking ridiculous where, like, you go through these things and you're building up towards your biggest, quote-unquote, biggest show, and your world title has no build. The world title is kind of an open challenge type deal. Drake took it. Junior title is kind of an open challenge type shit. Fucking, like I said, probably B-Boy or whatever, which it'll be a good match. I'm not sweating that those matches won't be good, but as far as building your company being like something built up to something, that is the Cage of Death. No, dude, no. And really, the only Cage of Death match is fucking Matt Tremont versus DJ Hyde. Two guys that are not no disrespect to fucking Matt, but like two guys that are not in a shape to climb fucking much. Like, they can, yeah, sure. But if motherfuckers were like, let's do a shitload of ladder matches, and like, dude, do you not see what the fuck I'm built like? Like, why do you want to do all of those? Like, normally, like, ladder matches, like, cage, like, I mean, you can do cages, and you can get to the top, and you can do that type of shit. I'm not saying cage matches, you know, Hell in a Cell, like Mick Foley, whatever. But it's just disappointing. It just really, really is. I'm going to watch the iPay-per-view, and I'm going to get completely fucking in-depth detail, fucking everything on it. Fucking, we're talking, I guess, next week, is it? No. I'll do the Scott Summers joint on Wednesday, and then the following week will be my Cage of Death review. I'm tempted to do the like a live podcast on the fucking thing, but I think it would be boring, so I'd end up being quiet and, like, yelling at the dog half the fucking show. So it wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to watch it, so, like, I don't want to talk through every second of it, and I'm not a play-by-play guy, so it wouldn't work out so well. But, yeah, so, you know, that's kind of my CZW bit there, what the fuck else I got on that. Let me see. Let me play this track, and this will show you right here. I have no problem with other shows or anything as far as, like, that type of thing, giving people credit where credit is due, even though... Let me go right into this. I honestly don't really like this show. I don't, like, dislike the people. I don't know the people for shit. There's a show called Dante Mania, and I heard two of their shows. One of their shows was dedicated to a China porn, the China porn, and they all supposedly took, like those fucking hard-on pills and shit. They get you fucking, get you up and shit. And then watch the porn, and then, like, every 15, 20 minutes, had somebody check to see if any of them got hard, and supposedly they didn't, which to me is fucking ridiculous. I go, fuck, like, it's not just China, there's other chicks in the joint, and, you know what I mean? Like, it just seems weird to me that, like, that shit wouldn't even happen at all. Like, you're watching fucking porno. Like, I know, like, you're sitting around dudes or whatever the fuck it is, but, like, you're watching a bunch of porno, and then, like, focuses on, like, let me see if your dick's hard, like, by a chick, or I don't know. Like, to me, it just seemed fucking weird. It caught my interest initially, because I'm like, where the fuck does this go? So I figured I'd check it out, but I was like, you know, pretty much wraps with them all going, yep, nobody got their dick hard. And, like, oh, dude, you guys really don't even sound like the type of people that are around women normally. So I'd imagine you guys would be shooting rockets and shit. But whatever. And then they did another one with DJ that I listened to. And it was just, that shit made me sick. Because that was just, like, completely kayfabed fucking, that wasn't right when you fired Matt Tremont. And DJ's like, well, it's my company, and I'll do what I want. And Tremont should have disagreed with me. Like, yeah, well, he disagreed because it was just like, oh, fuck, I hate kayfabe. I fucking hate kayfabe, okay? Like, I'm 34 years old. I don't live in a storybook world. You're not going to fucking tell me, okay, and then... The magic fucking fairy comes in and takes your teeth when you're sleeping. Like, shut the fuck up. I mean, okay, so when you're done with this interview, tell me more about Santa Claus, and then maybe I'll be fucking hyped for Christmas. Like, shut the fuck up with this kayfabe shit. For real. Like, it's for kids. It's really for kids. Play up your storyline to make it believable and all of that. But let's not do fucking interviews where we go, yeah, I really don't like that Tremont guy, and he'll never work another day in my company. Like, dude, you guys are fucking assholes. Anyway, why I'm going in this direction is someone within their podcast or whatever, anyone who listens to it or whatever, created this fantastic song. And I gotta give them 1,000,000% credit for this, because no one that has anything to do with me made this, but I have to play it, because for any CZW fan or worker or whatever, this is fucking genius, man. So I love this. Check this out, and big, big fucking credit to the Dante Mania podcast for making this happen, however they did.
What do you mean, what happened? What are you, blind? Jesus! There was five of them! It took five of them! Justice Payne! Oh, my!
He's trying to bow down with the girl I love and I like.
Fuck you!
Just the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like,
fuck you!
Fuck
Jesus!
You said if I was richer, still be wiser. Fuck, no, ain't that shit. And although the friends in my chest have to wish you the best, but
fuck you!
Yeah, I'm sorry, can't afford a Ferrari, but that don't
I get into the football thing. One thing I wanted to, you know, I guess mention real quick, or, you know, give a quick, I mean, there's really nothing I could, you know, add to what actually happened or anything, but I just want to, holy shit, man, Kansas City, it was a horrible team, but, man, their linebacker, Javon Belcher, fatally shot his girlfriend on Saturday, then drove to Arrowhead Stadium and committed suicide in front of his coach and general manager. I really don't even know what to say about that. Like, that's fucking brutal. That's brutal. And they got to play tomorrow. Like, he played every game this season. I think he's been there for like 4 years. He's 25 years old. His girl who he killed first was 22. It's just terrible, man. And shit. And there's no way that team is going to be. They can't look good off of that. They can't look good off of that. That's just a horrific type thing, man. I'd like to actually go and then fucking, like, not only kill your girlfriend, but then drive to the fucking stadium and then kill yourself in front of your coach. Holy shit, man. That is... Oh, whoa. Pretty fucking scary shit as far as I'm concerned. Maybe that's me, and other people see that as like, well, you know, shit happens. I think that's fucking insane. Anyway, last week's results, the Falcons beat the Saints, which is exactly what I thought would have happened the first time against the Saints. Saints are not good this year. The Falcons picked off Breeze 5 fucking times. You know what I mean? Like, that's not... Breeze didn't throw one fucking touchdown in the game. What are you going to do? Last time, you know, they, it was completely different, but the, let me see. Oh, that was last night, actually. Or Thursday night. My bad. Let me go back to week 12. I'm fucking ridiculous now. I'm just going to get through his football stuff, and I'm going to take it to the house. Waiting for this thing to line up. All right, so the Texans beat the Lions. Everybody would expect that, but it went to overtime, which people wouldn't expect. Yeah, the Redskins beat the Cowboys by not a whole lot. RG3 still threw four touchdowns, for Christ's sakes. There you go. Then you got the Pats beat the Jets. 49-19. Well, all right. You know fucking the fucking fireman dude? Fuck is his name? That asshole. Fireman Ed. He fucking quit being a fucking fireman, Ed. He's just like, he's going to attend, but he's not going to go in gimmick anymore. Because the fucking Jets fans were completely burying him for fucking wearing a Sanchez jersey. And like, dude, who is more into being a fucking Jets fan than fireman Ed? Oh, fuck. It's just, it's so ridiculous. I fucking hate so many fucking football fans. This is why, like, it's just open season. When I, you know, when I talk football on Sundays, I'm just a cunt to everyone. I don't give a fuck. I'm the biggest asshole on football day. Pro my team and fucking bury everyone, and I don't give a fuck. Because the majority of fucking fans are that way, so why not? I'm going, come strong or don't come at all, you know? That's what it is. That's what I do. I bring my fucking A game. Come fucking Sunday, I don't give a shit what you like. It sucks. So then you got the Vikings and the Bears. Fucking the Bears beat the Vikings 28-10. Cutler being back and everything. They're a different team with fucking Cutler and, you know. The Bengals beat the Raiders up. The Raiders suck. What can you do? Steelers-Browns. The Browns beat the Steelers. When do I stop telling you about the Browns this season? Telling you, they're a scrappy team. Don't count them out. No, count them out of the fucking, you know, playoff race this year. Playoffs? But, you know, don't count them out in the future because they're going to be tough. Like, we had some of those seasons where it was just like, man, we're keeping with a lot of these good teams. Oh, shit, we beat them? Like, hey, our record still sucks. But, man, we're like, why can't we beat all these teams like that? Like, the Browns are one of those teams. If they make the right, you know, off-season decisions and do a few things and switch out this and that, they'll be okay. They really will. Again, not this year, but look out for them and be scared of playing them because their record does not speak for how good the Browns are. It's just my opinion. The Colts beat the Bills 20-13. The Broncos beat the Chiefs. You know, it was like a, you know, rally back type situation where the Chiefs were up 6-0. Broncos scored 7 in the second. That wasn't even a rally. They're labeling it as a rally. Fuck you with the rally. The Chiefs scored fucking 6 points in the first quarter, 3 points in the fucking third quarter, and nothing else. The fucking Broncos scored 7 in the second quarter, 7 in the third quarter, and 3 in the fourth quarter, and they call that shit a rally. Get the fuck off my dick with that. Get the fuck out of here. So anyway, the Dolphins beat the fucking Seahawks. And there you go. Who cares? The Falcons beat the Bucks in a scrape by victory. Late comeback and all that, but, you know. What they call it. 24-23. Very, very close game. The Bucks are another one of those upcoming teams that they're going to be something very soon. Not this year. Well, they're 6-5. So, I mean, maybe there's wild card implications. We'll talk next week about wild card and what goes on there. And, you know, who's all lined up and who's out of the race and people who were thought to be playoff teams and who are not. And we'll talk about that within the next coming week or two. Jaguars beat the Titans and no one cares. You got a 2-9 versus a 4-7 and the 2-9 one. Who gives a shit? The Ravens beat the Chargers. The Ravens are 9-2. Despite losing all their shit, and Ray Lewis is coming back within the month of December, which is crazy because they counted him out when he first got injured and diagnosed and everything. They counted him out for the fucking season. And Ray Lewis is coming back in the fucking month of December. So I think it's like the 16th or something along those lines, in the 10th era. fucking unbelievable. That guy's a fucking beast. I love that guy. My guys beat the fucking Saints. And, you know, I got into some little battles with a couple little faggots. Because, again, like I said, I bring my A asshole game. A for asshole is the game I bring on fucking Sundays. And I talk a lot of shit. Now, this one fucking retard, who's had the same picture for fucking 3 years, in the Saints jersey, even in the off season. I said some shit last week, like, you know, a lot of times, like, we'll beat a team, and then the next, I'm like, yo, we're coming for you next, Saints. Yeah, fuck you, motherfuckers, or something like that. And he goes, you're talking about my team. I'm like, yeah, you're going to get bodied next week. He's like, fucking, we'll see. So now he's all riled up. So now it comes down to that week, and I talk a bunch of shit. He gets fucking mad. I'm like, oh, fuck you, son. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know this guy. Like, he's just one of those dudes that, like, oh, I'm a fan of wrestling, and you're a fan of wrestling, and then he fucking, like, requests me, and I fucking, okay, oh, shit, you're friends with a couple of wrestlers, and you like wrestling, and I like wrestling. Like, I'm pretty open to, like, friend requests and shit like that. So, like, I end up with, like, douchebags that I don't know shit about that really don't even post much, and then, like, out of nowhere, like, I'll say something, and it really, like, hits a nerve with them, and I get into it with them, and I have no problem with just fucking destroying this person, because I don't know them. I don't give a fuck about people that I don't know, that are treating me like shit. Like, if I don't know you, and you start treating me like I'm a fucking asshole, then game on, dude. That's all fun. Sunday fucking night, I'm fucking wasted, and I'm fucking happy, and my team won, and your team lost, and fucking you're all butthurt, and go fuck yourself, kid, you know, and I'm just fucking fired up. And no, I mean, we beat the shit out of that team. My thing is, I mean, we won by 10 points. We didn't fucking annihilate them, but, I mean, we won steady-handedly. We weren't down. We didn't come back. We didn't have any of that going on. We won straight across the board. So the thing is I'm worried about the whole quarterback thing. I think Colin is the guy for the future. I really, really think Colin is the guy for the future. There's no maybes about it. I don't think that, Alex should be really, really good. Let me see. I got a call on. Let's see who's calling in. Yo, who's this?
Yo, what up, J-Cat?
Fucking Eric, what's going on, homie?
Man, I fucking figured, you know, I seen the Facebook status of the show, and I was like, you know what, let me call in and listen. And then I was like, you're talking football, and then I was like, you know what, let me just pound the one key a few times to see if it would grab your attention. And,
sure.
That's fucking awesome. But, yeah, you're talking football. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, I love ESPN. Can I say that real quick? I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to close that up there. ESPN is fucking awesome. ESPN is awesome. They have this thing on ESPN.com, a playoff generator. You can
predict.
Yeah, playoffs? Are you kidding me? They have this playoff
generator. Did they have
generator.
The Eagles in there? In the playoff generator, did they have the Eagles in there?
You predict who's going to win each game of each week. You put who's going to win each game, and
right.
Then it basically determines the seeding of the playoffs.
Oh. Yeah,
the playoffs. Of, like,
so did they have the Eagles in there?
No, well, of course not. Funny guy,
oh, okay.
Right there.
I was just wondering.
Right? You're trying to be a fucking...
I'm just wondering. You're an Eagle fan, so I'm wondering. I mean, you seem really happy with the guys.
I did it. And you know what? I've, you know, with the way I did it, I think Seattle's going to make it. Like, I predict when I did all the predictions, Seattle is making the playoffs. Are you worried
really?
About Seattle? Would you be worried
no.
about playing
no,
in Seattle?
No. I'm not worried about Seattle. I don't see a reason to worry about Seattle. Division guys, I'm really not worried about anyone in our division. I mean, we tied with the Rams, and we beat everybody else in our division. And we have to play Seattle one more time. We beat them pretty well the first time. Really didn't struggle. I don't I don't think I'm worried about anybody. We're going to play the Rams tomorrow. I mean, is the Rams going to be the team in our division that has our number? I don't think so. Like, they have a meme that I reposted, Silence of the Rams, and it's got the Silence of the Lambs picture with the Rams logo over the chick's mouth and stuff. So I thought that was fun, and I hope tomorrow we do Silence the Rams. And then outside of that, we haven't struggled within our division, you know. We caught
now,
a couple games.
What team scares you? I mean, there's got to be a team that scares you in the playoffs.
The Niners. The Niners. The only team that scares me in the league is the Niners, man, because if we don't come up strong, that's what's going to beat us. If we play our A game, I'm not scared of shit. I don't care who it is. I mean, we beat the Packers week one. We beat the shit out of the Bears. I mean, we beat the shit out of a couple teams.
What about
the Giants, though? Well, we did not play Niners football. That's why I'm scared of the Niners, because that team right there was soft on defense. And I don't think you could look at the Niners team and say, that's a team that's soft on defense. That's not an accurate statement. But that game right there, we sure as shit were. So that's why I'm kind of scared of the Niners. Not because we're flexible on defense, but now we got like kind of a two-sided offense where, well, shit, if things were consistent with Alex, he wouldn't fuck it up. But now we got a playmaker in Colin Kaepernick, which is fine, but for how long? Like, is he going to make plays for the rest of the season? Is he going to make plays for you know, I don't know. I worry about the growing pains in this week. That's crazy, you know? To go into fucking, you know, week fucking 13 and start talking about growing pains, you're usually a struggling team if you're even hitting those notes and talking about changing quarterbacks. We're far from a struggling team, and now we have to deal with this type of shit. And I don't really completely agree with the decision, but I'm going with it because I know Harbaugh is a very strong-minded quarterback type of coach. He knows what he's doing. He was able to make Alex a better quarterback than he ever was in his career immediately, like upon showing up. So then when it came to Colin, it's just like, you know, I'll go with you, man. I'm scared by it, but I'll go with it.
Now, what's going to be the consensus on, say, Kaepernick throws maybe 160 yards tomorrow, maybe throws a touchdown, but two interceptions to win?
And what?
And they still win, though.
They win, he throws two picks?
Yeah, but only throws a touchdown and 160 yards. Say that's his line for tomorrow.
I think if he does throw 160 yards, one touchdown, I think he'll probably run in another touchdown for the type of quarterback he is. And if he throws two picks, well, if that's his growing pains, you still stick with him. And you still go with it, especially in a win. You go, okay, then. Well, you know, we came off of that. That's a win. I mean, he's making a rough decision in that. And I really do feel bad for Alex, because Alex went through fucking how many fucking years of not being good? He was finally good. The guy catches a concussion and loses his job? That's fucking retarded. I really don't feel good about that at all. That concept, I don't feel good. But as a Niner fan, as far as, like, is Kaepernick a fucking weapon? Abso-fucking-lutely. And he's been really, really accurate, too, which is the point where I can't shy away. I mean, if he was just a good running quarterback and not so accurate, I'd be completely off of this guy. I'd be like, put fucking out. Alex went fucking 18 for 19 2 weeks before he caught a concussion. And then he catches a concussion and he's like, well, sidelined. That was an NFL record when he went 18 for 19.
Right.
It's a very, very weird ground. It's very weird. That's why it's such a hot topic on ESPN and everywhere else you go, because it is weird. It is something to talk about. As a Niner fan, believe me, I was on the Sports Den the other night, shout out to those guys, and fucking, I had fucking two other Niner fans on the line, and I had complete disagreements on the topic. like, yo, fuck Alex and fuck you. He never did anything for us. I'm like, well, listen, man, fucking 2 weeks before he caught a concussion, he went 18 for 19 for us and scorched the fucking the Cardinals. Like, what do you mean he did nothing for us? Like, this is a guy who went well over 10 games without throwing a pick.
Right.
He did nothing for us. I mean, he's a guy who made no mistakes. We have a defensive and a running based team and a quarterback that's making no mistakes. I think we're in a good shape. Now you also want a quarterback that's making plays all over the place. That's kind of a spoiled mentality, in my opinion. It's fine if we can get it, but I mean, I mean, look at the Ravens that won the Super Bowl. Look at the Bears. I mean, that won the Super Bowl. I mean, you're talking defensive based teams that took what they could on the offensive side, but their identity was defense. And they did that. They won the fucking Super Bowl. That's what it was, man.
I think that's what San Francisco has going for them. If their defense was, you know, so-so, like maybe average par, you know, and their offense was great, I think they would be trouble right now. But because of their defense being so great, I think that's where they can be, you know, they can kind of be okay, because the fact that they don't need to score a lot of points as long as the defense shuts the other team down.
Now, yeah, we play shutdown defense. We play great fucking defense as long as we're on our game. Like I said, against Minnesota, we were not, man. Minnesota found some way to just break through what we were doing. And Christian Ponder fucking moved the ball. Like, I was so amazed by Christian Ponder. I was like, wow, look at this fucking guy. And he just did his thing. And Eli fucking took advantage of us as well. It's a weird fucking matchup, and it is what it is. Playoff time is going to be completely fucking different. I guarantee you, you're not going to see the same type of game. Harbaugh's a psycho. Like, I love that guy. He is so in his own head, believe me. Like, if you could look in his own head, he'd probably be committed. Like, he's just one of those dudes, and that's why I love him, because he is so driven. Whatever he's on, I don't think he second guesses himself much. He just goes, I'm going with that, and that's what it is. I'm going. You're like, do you have any second thoughts? You're like, no. To the fucking guy, he's like, he's signed up for whatever he's thinking, believe me. And this Kaepernick thing, it is what it is, man. Like, I know next year they're going to have to pay Alex even more money just if they keep him, like, on some bonus stuff. And if Kaepernick's going to be the future, then I don't know why. This is a really, really weird time to make that statement. Really weird time, but I kind of get it. I don't know, man. It's definitely strange. I can only hope for the best as the Niner fan, but I feel bad for Alex, because that's a weird time to do it to the dude.
Right, man. I understand that.
So anyway, the Rams beat the living shit out of the Cardinals. The same Cardinals who fucking, and again, look at the Rams. They go 4-6 now. The Cardinals are 4-7. Well, no, the Rams are 4-6-1 because they tied with them almighty Niners. And the Cardinals are 4-7. Now, the Cardinals went out there within their four wins. They beat the Patriots, for Christ's sakes. Yeah, the Rams tied with the Niners. Now, going locking horns with the Niners next week, I mean, Jesus, pretty big stuff. You know, the Rams are trying to catch. I mean, Steven Jackson is fucking, he's a beast. He needs to be on a better team, because he could do big things. He needs to actually make an impact in his career outside of the Rams franchise, because they're not pulling it together. They'll pull, you know, a handful of wins down, like I said, 4-6. But how many years does Steven Jackson have to fucking, you know, truck people? Let's get somewhere that matters. The Giants beat the Packers like they didn't exist. 38-10. Yeah, I mean, I'm just so not sold on the Packers. I'm not. Like, I'm just not sold on the Packers. they're not they're not that convincing to me. They're just subpar. I don't know.
What makes them subpar to you?
They really don't have that much of a running game. Their defense is completely see-through, and obviously Aaron Rodgers is a beast, but beast backed by what? Nothing. Like, that's it. It's just like, how good of a game is Aaron Rodgers going to have? And then end story.
Right.
I mean, if your whole game hinges on one guy, this guy could eat too much Mexican food the night before and, you know, shit his brains out and just be a little fucking, you know what I mean? He'd just be like, I don't feel so good today. Like, oh, that's too bad because our team's going to lose because you're the only thing we have. I mean, he's hands down one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Hands down. I mean, there's no question about it. There's no, you know, there's no decision made there. Yeah, but the fact is like, if he can't, if Aaron Rodgers does not play a good game on that team does not fucking, they do not go through to the next fucking game. Like, they're beat. They're definitely beat if that guy does not win that game. Like, seriously, is there another person that can carry the Green Bay Packers to a win if Aaron Rodgers is completely off?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like, can the defense pick the Green Bay Packers up and carry them to a win? Can the running back, I don't even know the fucking running back's name, you know, pick them up and carry them to a win? No.
The answer is no.
Nah, that's my problem with the Packers. That's why I'm not sold on them. That's why I don't like them to do anything like positive, you know, from here to the playoffs and beyond. And I'm just not sold on them. They were such an almighty team last year. Why? Because Aaron Rodgers had the fucking year of his career, and that was that. And they actually had a few more weapons, and the shit kind of fell by the wayside when it came to the offseason. And it was just like, that's fine. We have Aaron Rodgers. The same thing happened with the Saints. Drew Brees is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. But if that team doesn't click, if you know, and Sean Payton getting sidelined by the whole thing, yeah, I mean, that changed a lot. It definitely changed a lot. But people don't, you know, they don't get it. They're just like, no, we're still the Saints. Like, you're really not. Who that? Fucking buried. That's who that. It's crazy stuff, man. But I don't think the superpowers exist anymore. I don't think the Packers. I don't think the. I definitely don't think that the New England is anywhere near the team that they used to be. It's another one of those teams with a quarterback that can change any game at any given time. But that's about it. You got a team that could throw five or a quarterback that could throw five touchdowns. But if he doesn't, good luck. Good luck with you, because you ain't talking about a playoff team outside that. So anyway, then last game, the Panthers beat the Eagles. You got 2-3-8 teams now, and. Yeah, I mean, what's your thoughts? Now, honest, I ain't going to be a dick. Maybe I will. But the Eagles, you're an Eagle fan. What
right.
needs to happen? Who do you get rid of? What goes on?
You know, a lot of people are saying, like, you know, Reed needs to go. But you know what?
A lot of people are saying Candy had to go, but that's not me.
Well, Candy said it had to go, yeah.
She might, yeah.
I think the problem is the way that the team was built. You really, and I mean, I looked at it this year, earlier in the season, and I pretty much said the same thing about them now as I do in the beginning of the season. As I do now, sorry.
Which is?
Pretty much is that with injury, with one injury to any particular player, their backups aren't good at all. Their backups have zero to little playing experience, like in high-pressured situations, which is the Philadelphia Eagles, because honestly, the fans are the worst in the league. And as an Eagles fan, I mean, honestly, you know, when you're screaming at 3-4, fire the coach, fire the GM, sell the team, get rid of your star quarterback, trade the team.
Oh, that's not good for morality.
Right. No, that's
it's not a good morale thing.
Maybe in an alternate universe, maybe it would be good for morality, but in this universe that we live in, that's not good for morality. I think the problem with the Eagles is that the way the team was built, it was built so that your frontline starters are your guys, but the backups have really nothing to do with the team. So they're pretty much counting on the fact that nobody's going to get injured, where you kind of have to have good backups, kind of like basketball. You know, you want to have your reserves be somewhat decent in order for them to, you know,
well,
be able to keep your guys. It's the same
your quote-unquote quarterback slash dog killer. He runs a very very injury prone type of offense.
I'm talking about the offensive line, defensive line in general.
I'm honestly, just saying, like as far as you saying, like they don't care about their backups. Well, your starting core, as far as let's start with quarterback, he runs a very injury prone type of offense, so that does not benefit him if they do not care about their backups, as you're saying.
Right, their backup should be as okay and be able to go in there and play right off the bat. You shouldn't have to worry when somebody gets hurt and be like, "Oh fuck, we're screwed now." Like what the fuck is that? Like what kind of mindset are you thinking when you go into a season saying, all our guys are going to make it through all 16 games, knowing how brutal NFL games are.
But there was a point where Mike Vick was the highest paid quarterback in the league. So they bank on that. They think about that. They go, okay, yeah, we have that guy. And he's playing for little money because he fucking electrocuted dogs. And now we got to steal on our hands because this guy, you know, he has to take less money because he's a complete asshole as a human. And okay, so now we're going to fucking rule the league because no one else wants him, but we do, and we're going to clean up off of it. That's the mentality. The mentality is that, like, he is a great player. He is a great athlete, which is very, very true.
But it doesn't
it's
not all about one player, though. It's not what it, like.
Of course not, and that's what it comes down to. This dude is a gifted athlete. He is a very, very gifted athlete. But he's an asshole of a person. So
honestly,
he took himself out of the game off of being an asshole of a person. So now when he comes back to the league, he's not used to this shit. He's not used to reading the pass. He's not used to reading the defense. So now when he gets fucking rushed, he doesn't know what to do. He just goes back to his athleticism. And now he fucks his ribs up, and he fucks his leg up, and he fucks his arm.
He did the same bullshit with playing, like the way he plays, and fucking throwing interceptions like a motherfucker. He did this shit in Atlanta.
He stayed safer, though. He didn't get hurt as much.
He's still throwing the ball over fucking countless amount of fucking times. I mean, we played him in the playoffs in the NFC Championship game, and he threw three costly interceptions. One of them ran back for a touchdown in the NFC Championship game. The guy is known for turning the ball over. I always thought he was, like, before he came to Philly, I thought he was the worst fucking passing quarterback ever.
I don't know about ever. I mean,
when he was in Atlanta, he was fucking horrible.
Brian Leach did a little worse than that guy.
Miami has no mention. We don't want to mention Miami. They finally didn't have one full season, I don't think.
That's what I'm saying. And as far as passers, he's not the worst passer ever. I mean, there's a point where he threw a couple bombs, and you know, the same token, it was just the dude. He takes too many risks, and that's obviously going to cost him more chance of injury. And obviously, this is exactly what it cost him, and it brought him to that. You know, beyond his personal life, which I completely hate, but like. Nah, I just don't think the fucking dude is reputable on the field anymore. Not only in regular life, I don't think he's reputable as a quarterback.
He's a gamble. He's a gamble as a person. He is a fucking gamble.
Yeah, do you want to gamble fucking week to week for, you know?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like
a season of football?
This is going to be his last season as an Eagle. I'm telling you right now. He will not
I don't know about
Eagle.
In the league. He's going to have to settle to be a backup, and I don't know if he's willing to do that. And if he's not willing to do that, then you're completely right that it'll be his last, you know, year in the league. But if he's willing to be a backup, I think people use him on the Wildcat and stuff like that.
The Wildcat's dead. Let's be honest with each other. The Wildcat is completely dead. It worked for 1 year with one team.
It was overdone, man. The Miami Dolphins did what with the Wildcat? What did they do that made that work for them? How did the Super Bowl go when the Miami Dolphins ran the Wildcat that 1 year you were talking about?
They didn't make a Super Bowl.
that clearly didn't work for the Miami Dolphins.
Did they win a game that year? Was that the year that they went, like, 1-15? Like, they were almost 0-16?
Yeah, we're not going to talk about the Miami Dolphins. So, anyway, I want to get into this week's picks. I'm actually going longer than I expected. Fantastic. I love it.
You bring me on, it goes long.
You know what I mean? I have someone to talk to. It's fantastic. I talk enough by myself, so add another person. Have at it. The New Orleans Saints beat the Atlanta Falcons on Thursday, which I expected. The Atlanta Falcons beat the New Orleans Saints again, which I expected. Because isn't that funny how I flip-flopped on that? But like I could screenshot like what I'm looking at the picks, and my Atlanta thing is actually highlighted. I'm up one pick on this going into Sunday. So I did pick Atlanta because I didn't think the New Orleans would go in and beat Atlanta twice, being such a horrible team. I mean, even when New Orleans beat the Eagles, the fucking Eagles were running up the field on them on the run. Yeah, I mean, like every rush that they did with McCoy or even Brown, they were just sprinting up the field, and there was so many missed tackles. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Tackle that fucking guy. Like, you guys are completely beating on him on every other aspect of the game. You can't even tackle the motherfucker. And I'm like, you know what? Fucking Atlanta's gonna fuck them up. So they ended up winning, and I did pick Atlanta. The next game, now we're talking about games that didn't happen, is Jacksonville at Buffalo. And, Buffalo is favored by 6.5 points. I myself have Jacksonville because I don't know what the fuck Buffalo has. I know Jacksonville doesn't have much neither, but they've given a couple teams some pretty tough go on a recent basis. And I think this is one of those teams that are we've gotten to the point where they're putting out job applications. They're putting their resume out on the field where it's just like, hey, look what I could do. Sign me somewhere else. You know, that type of thing. And I think Jacksonville is one of those teams that they're going to put out some shit. Maybe put on a little sprint and make no run for any playoff or anything like that, but be one of those teams that maybe wins a couple games, especially against a team like Buffalo. So I'm going with Jacksonville there. What do you think?
I'm going to go with Buffalo. I'm going to go with Buffalo on that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Favorite by set? Okay. Then we got Carolina at Kansas City. Carolina's favored by 3.5 points. And what do you think there?
I'm going to go with Kansas City just because, you know, I think they're going to be playing with a heavy heart. So I think that they will come out and win this game.
I'm going with Kansas City, too. I don't know how to feel about that because I picked Kansas City before this whole shit happened. And I don't think this is going to help the team. I really don't, man.
No, no, but I think it will. I don't know.
I mean, you heard about it, right? Like, I don't know if you heard me talk about it earlier, but like,
No, completely weird situation. Like, I don't know.
Like
if I'm wrong.
They drove to the stadium and killed himself in front of the coach.
And the GM, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, the GM matters. Like, I mean, when it comes down to it, it is what it is. Like, he just doing it in front of the coach, it's enough, I think. But, yeah, and the GM. So, I don't know, man. I just don't.
Speechless. It's like making some people speechless with the shit, you know?
Yeah, I have no idea what that's going to do or what happens there, what actually goes on, you know,
surprised they're still playing that game. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought maybe they would have
to. Now, they actually had to consult with the league. Like, we're a home game. Like, it's in the same stadium. Like, he showed up here and killed himself. And they're like, no, go ahead. We like money. This is like, oh, shit. All right, then.
Of course they like money, you fucking assholes.
All right, then. Nah, it's not right. It's not. I mean, the dude fucking killed himself yesterday, and they're like, yeah, playing a game tomorrow. Like, whoa. All right. It's just, I don't know, man. Like, it is what it is. You don't want to see the NFL just, like, pull to some screeching halt. You don't want to see, you know, a team have to not play a game, the whole league be fucked up. And that's what it comes down to. Like, they worry about stats and leagues and everything else goes on money and, like, yeah, but
They should have postponed this game until Monday. That's what they should have did.
Relocated. What is Monday to Sunday, though? What is Monday to Sunday? Like, honestly,
it's
like,
an extra day.
One extra, that makes it better? Like, not
well,
really.
I mean,
those teams are
going to
be just as fucked up on Sunday.
Yeah, but you're going to, but you know, you can't just postpone a game like that. You know.
Nah.
It is what it is.
I mean,
you know, shit happens.
Yeah. Honestly, no one gives a shit about this game otherwise, and now people kind of do. So, play the game and, you know, put your stickers on your helmets or whatever the fuck. And honestly, like, I think it's fucked up because, like, the dude went out there and killed his fucking girlfriend and then killed himself. Like, just kill yourself, man. There's no reason to actually, like, take someone else with you.
Yeah, it's about the kid. It's about, you know, at the end of the day.
And you had a kid, and you took you took that kid's mother, and then you took the father. That's yourself. Well, you left that what the fuck is that kid going to turn out to? I mean, it's a terrible situation, and I don't like to see this type of shit, but I got to speak honest on it, and it's fucked up to be that selfish to take somebody else with yourself. I mean, if it's someone who really, really mentally tortured you through all that time, and you decide that you're out of here because of them, I understand that, but look at the repercussions. And if there's a child underneath that, you can't do it, man. You can't do it. Now, I'm a crazy dude, so you gotta look at the repercussions. Believe me, if someone drives you to the point where you want to go, and I don't recommend none of that shit, but they drive you to that fucking point, and then you decide you're gonna fucking do it, well, shit. Nah, I don't know, man. That's your life. But if that's now going to affect a child that, like, you created, you put on this earth, and now you're going to erase everything above it? No. Yeah, nah, you're beat, dude. You can't do it. And I don't like that shit. So the Arizona Cardinals are playing the New York Jets. Jesus Christ. Oh, man, I got three games in and got lost in it.
Yeah. Are we in archive mode now? Are we in archive mode now or what?
Hey, man, it's like 11.
Okay.
I got three live and then one in archive, so I can go to like 1 o'clock to archive.
Are you still live? You're still live?
I'm still live.
Oh, I thought it was only two. I don't know what the fuck I'm thinking.
Coming at you. Live, right. Coming at you. www.www. Yeah, coming at you. We got another track. Then we'll come back with more football. No, we got this.
We got the chat room tonight.
I don't have a chat room because I'm outside by the fire. And my iPad does not respect chat rooms. They don't. That's Adobe, and they're just like, fuck you, chat room. So, I'm not doing the chat room. But, I have a lot of stuff going. But, what did I say? The Arizona Cardinals.
Do you have a live studio audience outside? Live studio?
Yes, I do. I have three ducks. If you would like to hear my live studio audience, let me just hold off for you a second. I'm going to walk a little bit over here. And we'll get the live studio audience right on the air. My fellas, let me hear your live studio audience. How happy? They're a little quiet right now, but I was in the duck pen. And, well, hold on. Holler at me, ducks. Lot of flapping, little talking. There you go. Back at you. Anyway, oh, man. I'm away from my iPad now, so. What? Okay, laughing. Fantastic laughing. That was funny to somebody. That's what it is. Funny to somebody. Holler at me, dog. Anyway, Arizona is playing the Jets. And the Jets are favored by 4.5 points. What's your thoughts on Fireman Ed fucking quitting because these Jets fucking cunt fucking fans are douchebags? Like, what? I mean, what goes on there?
You sound like a Max Maniac now.
Hey, I gotta tell you, what goes on with these Jets guys? These fucking Jets. I like the fucking Jets. He's actually a Jet fan. That's what's funny about what you just said. I gotta tell you, fucking De Blasio doesn't know nothing about the Jets. I fucking love the Jets. I fucking love the Jets. But, I mean, Eric, I mean, what's your thoughts on that? Like, this dude has been a loyal supporter of the fucking team for all these years, and it's gotten to the point where the fucking fans are that big of douchebags that he's like, you know, fuck it. Fuck it, I'm done. I'm fucking done. Fuck you guys. I'm fucking done.
Well, it must be something with Tebow. Must be something with Tebow. Must be something with Tebow, not liking Tebow.
The what?
I said it must be something with not like
it's not Tebow. It's not really something with Tebow. It's the fact he wore a fucking Sanchez jersey, you know, this season. Like he wore his fucking fireman hat, and he did his fucking thing, and he attended every fucking home game like he's always fucking done for I don't know how many fucking years. He's been that fucking guy, and then like. They're attacking him in the fucking bathroom and the fucking, like, on the way to his car and, like, you like Sanchez, you fucking faggot, you threw a fucking pick today, you fucking asshole. Like, this is what he has to deal with for being, like, one of the most loyal Jets. He's, like, an unpaid fucking mascot of the fucking Jets. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, Fireman Ed has been an unpaid mascot of the fucking Jets. So... Now it's just like, oh, you're fucking wearing the wrong jersey, dick. Like, they're, like, fucking, like, kicking him in his ass at the urinal and shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking weird. I get it. There's a quarterback issue there. But, I mean, everybody said this from the start. Them signing Tebow was a horrible idea. It was just, like, a recipe for a quarterback controversy. So, I don't know, man. But, I mean, what do you think? I mean, if, you know, you had a guy like that, that was like a fucking completely loyal fan to your team, and was just like one of those guys that would just do fucking anything. I mean, this guy was at every single home game. He's retired as Fireman Ed, but he's going to continue to attend home games, but he's just not going to play that gimmick anymore. After like fucking 30, 40 years, some shit like that. Like, he's just done. I mean, what's your thoughts, man? I mean, he put in a lot of effort. Eric? Eric? Oh, Jesus Christ. Is Eric gone? Go back on the blog talk thing. Yeah, Crackling, that's fire, son. Fire! Oh, fuck, man, his call dropped. This motherfucker needs a call back. He's so annoying with this shit, man. This is why this is not a regular... Oh, god damn it. So, oh, Jesus Christ. Now, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to look at this fucking on-air thing over here? It's just like, I can't text them. I'm on the fucking air, for Christ's sake. So anyway, let's go back to the NFL, and, fuck, no, wrong page. I just clicked on. Minnesota Green Bay. Where the fuck is Eric? Homo, dude, call back, you fucking idiot. Oh, my God. Where the fuck? Now I'm off kilter. Because, you know what I mean? You gotta be talking to motherfuckers and they're just gone. You're like, they're never coming back. So, anyway. I'm well beyond where I even imagined to be going. Minnesota Green Bay. Green Bay is favored by 9.5 points. I'm going with Green Bay, and I'm probably going to lose that one. I got to tell you guys, I got to tell you, I'm probably going to lose that one. 9.5 is a lot. Green Bay is shady. Indianapolis at Detroit. Detroit's favored by 4.5 points. I'm going with Indy, baby. New England at Miami. New England is favored by 7.5. I'm going with New England. Yes, I am. San Francisco at St. Louis. San Francisco is favored by 7.5 points, and we're going to beat the living shit out of these fucking Rams. It's silence of the Rams, baby. That's it. They tie with us. We don't like fucking ties. Ties are for fags. They try to say San Francisco is for fags. It's not happening. It's not fucking happening. Ties are for fags. San Francisco is winning big in this one. Colin Kaepernick. Big style shit. It's what it is. San Francisco. So I'm going with them. Anyway. Houston at Tennessee. Houston is favored by 5.5 points. And I'm going to go with Houston on that one. Seattle at Chicago. Let me see if this motherfucker can call back. No, of course not. He just drops off and never comes back. He's like... Seattle, Chicago. Chicago's favored by 4.5. And I'm going with Chicago. Tampa Bay at Denver. Denver's favored by 7.5, goddammit. And I'm going with Denver. That Peyton guy, he's the fucking... I don't know, man. Tampa Bay's a fighting-ass team, so this could be close. But I'm going with Denver on this one. Cincinnati, San Diego. I'm going with Cincinnati. They've been pretty, pretty impressive. San Diego, I can't call that fucking team. I never can. And listen, anyone who doubts my fucking blathery, fucking retarded, fucking half-drunk picks, I got 11 fucking wins last week. Let's not be stupid, okay? Just, you know, keep a head about you, you know? Whatever. What do we got? What am I at? Denver. And then Cincinnati, San Diego. Yeah, I got Cincinnati. I think I already said that. Great. Pittsburgh at Baltimore. This is something else. If we're talking still Charlie Batch, that's not good. That's not good at all. Baltimore is favored by 7.5 points. I got to go with Baltimore. They're still fired up, man. And Ray Lewis is going to be back in like 2 weeks. And they haven't really like dipped below where like I expected them to really, really drop off. And they did not, dude. So that's ridiculous. Now they're up against their biggest rival with a backup quarterback. Like, I think. No good, man. I'm going with Baltimore. Cleveland at Oakland. Oakland's favored by 1.5. Oh, Cleveland, all day. Cleveland, Cleveland, Cleveland. Cleveland Brown. You know? My name is Cleveland Brown. Yeah, all day. All day, every day. Yeah, I mean, like, Cleveland, like I said, they're a fighting-ass team. Now, you're putting them against Oakland? Nah, Cleveland. Cleveland might actually blow out a team this year, for Christ's sake. Cleveland. Philadelphia, Dallas. I actually posted this a different way, but I'm actually going to switch mine. Dallas is favored by 7.5 points. I'm actually, and I initially clicked Philly on this one. I initially clicked Dallas on this one. And I just switched it as I spoke just now. Because I think it's going to be a close game. Philly, a lot of these guys are scrapping for their actual jobs. So I think Philadelphia is going to keep it close. Will they beat Dallas? I don't really think so, but Dallas isn't no elite any fucking thing anyway. I mean, neither one of these teams are making the playoffs, so I fucking hate to tell either one of those that horrible news, but it's not happening. And if you get to the playoffs, like, that's a first-round exit. Don't strive for it. Like, cut it out. So that's that, I think Philadelphia is actually going to strike back and make somewhat of a game of this horrible fucking season. This will be one of their, like, shining moments upon their fucking demise on this season. So I'm going to go with Philly on this one because 7.5, like, Dallas doesn't really blow out fucking anybody this year. So, now we're going Philly. The Giants at the Washington Redskins, and the Giants are favored by 2.5 points. I'm going with the Redskins. Going with them. Monday Night Football, Redskins, RG3, taking over, motherfuckers. I'm talking high scoring. I'm talking fucking big ball, fucking Monday Night Football. Let's fucking make it happen. That's what I'm talking about. You know? Is what it is. You know? You don't have to like it. I don't really give a fuck. You guys should do with me. I think that's about all I got. So definitely check me out on fucking Wednesday, and I'll do that thing again. And I'm gonna have Scott Summers on Wednesday. We're gonna do that thing. Check out my boys over there at the Wrestling Soup that are headed to fucking San Francisco because they're nominated for a fucking award that'll be on TV. That's my dudes. Check out my dude Andrew Carluck and Stephosaurus Rex on the Stern Nation. I mean, by all means. You like Howard Stern. I mean, they got that fucking Stern talk. They got that shit on lock. I don't think other podcasts got that shit anywhere near that. So, did they do that? Yeah, Sports Den. They might delete the episode while it happens. I don't know. But they do fantastic sports talk. those are my guys. I love those two. So, I like Roy too. I really do. I don't want to leave him out. Roy's a good dude. But I know Nick and Dube quite a bit, and they're just really, really good dudes personally to me. But yeah, the show is very, very good. as far as sports talk, they cover it in much more professional manner than I do. I'm that dude on what I do. Women love wrestling. They sure as shit do. And these two women from Canada will tell you how the fuck they love wrestling. Why the fuck they love wrestling. They have that shit unlocked. Check them out on Facebook. Women Love Wrestling. Fantastic women. So they do their thing. Check out Two Moms, One Show on Tuesday. They got it. On same thing as what I do. You know what I mean? blogtalkradio.com/Yakuza. And then, yeah, I mean, you know, me again on Wednesday, I should have, motherfucking Scott Summers. And then after Scott Summers, I'll talk more football. I'll talk a bunch of shit about how we beat the Rams asshole into the ground. I don't even know. You know, just random football talk and other stuff. And then, you know, right after that, Cage of Death show and all that stuff. And be doing big things. So I'm going to play another show on Price Track because I love you guys. And that's what you guys deserve. And I'll see you motherfuckers on Wednesday. Peace.
Now hush, little baby, don't say a word. Ruffy's gonna hit you with it, now me to hurt. It's the nine-me,
don't do what it do.
I keep shit and try to come back for part two.
Yo, leaders of the new school, leaders of the old school. No Sean P, put it down like he's supposed to. I be watching these niggas, watching the throne. Watch me take their wristwatch, now watch me go home. Peace. I've been working with the cage, animalistic rapper, men of a certain age. The slugs from the eight spin through ya, I ain't tryna talk dog, I ain't Ace Ventura. The great eight plate scrapes, great shake, weight in the baggie. You hating, waiting with Jake in the alley. Crime buster, swine, non-toucher. Mother made you, mother had you, but motherfucker.
Now hush, little baby, don't say a word. Rough is gonna hit you with it, now need you heard. It's the 9-mean, don't do what it do. Shit is trying to come back for part two. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Brother's gonna hit you with it, now need you heard. If the 9-mean don't do what it do, I keep the shit is trying to come back for part two.
Yo, you take a cab with a quarter ounce. That's old school paper bag on the 40 ounce. I'm so cool, take the Jag to your daughter house. Tech non-tech message to Sean, call your daughter house. Let me tell you what it's all about. Pop shit, get rich, bitch, with a toilet mouth. These rap niggas whack, bruh, call them out. Everybody raggers at me, fuck is you talking about? Damn near 40 record deal in the weed spot. My rap fuck youngins up lyrically, gang and beat hop. I need not to say more. Got a wife, so I need not to pay whores. But I recite tight, you need not to say yours. Gunfight is untight, you need I to pray more. I'm just an old man giving ya slaps with my hand on the crack your mandibular.
Now hush, little baby, don't say a word. Rough is gonna hit you with it, now need you heard. If the 9-mean don't do what it do, I keep the shit and try to come back for part two. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Rough is gonna hit you with it, now need you heard. If the 9-mean don't do what it do, I keep the shit and try to come back for part two.
This man murdered the record. Niggas don't want beef like hamburgers and checkers. Proof. Lights out, knife out, might slash you. Obama turned the White House into White Castle. Ha ha
ha. Holy shit. Fuck out of here.
But you go to the back. And you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. And it's Yakuza Kick Radio. And we're taking over.
We're taking over. We're taking over. We're taking over.